Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you about the goings-on in our listening area for the next days and weeks. As we approach the end of the year, we have the Christmas activities all behind us, and now we have some New Year's celebrations scheduled for various parts of our listening area, as well as other events as we move into the month of January. I'll be reading from the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer and from the current weekend section of the News and Observer, and also from the Independent Weekly, as well as news releases from the Pinecone and Piedmont Council of Traditional Music and from the news releases from the North Carolina Symphony. Let's start with Friday, December 31st, which is actually it's Saturday, December 31st, at the hours of 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m., part of First Night Raleigh, Gypsy Roots will be presented at the Church of the Good Shepherd at 121 Hillsborough Street in downtown Raleigh. Pinecone is proud to partner with Artsplosia to ring in 2012 as part of the annual First Night Raleigh celebration, and thrilled to present a Django Reinhardt-inspired band called Gypsy Roots at a new venue, the Church of the Good Shepherd. Longtime First Night patrons will remember the customary venue for the traditional stage as the First Presbyterian Church sanctuary. However, that church will be undergoing renovations during First Night this year. The 2011 First Night Raleigh will have a French theme woven throughout the numerous programs and activities this year. Gypsy Roots, Saturday, December 31st, 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. At the Church of the Good Shepherd, 121 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The admission cost is $9 if you purchase in advance. That's ages 6 years and under would be free of charge. If you purchase admission tickets on the day of the performances, adults will pay $12 and $10 for people from, between the ages of 6 and 12. And once again, 6 and under or under 6 will pay no admission fee at all. And also on December 31st, Saturday night, the North Carolina Symphony offers classical New Year's with a twist. New Year's in Vienna plus a little Broadway will be featured. The symphony continues an annual tradition this year with a year-ending concert spectacle to usher in the new year with style. But this year's concert, New Year's in Vienna, conducted by music director Grant Llewellyn and featuring celebrated soprano Sari Gruber, comes with a little twist, a cheerful nod to one of the music world's grandest traditions. The concert takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, December 31st at 8 p.m. For tickets, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Once again, Saturday, December 31st, the North Carolina Symphony at Maimondi Concert Hall with their New Year's in Vienna concert. And I'll have more on the First Night goings-on later on in the broadcast, but moving on into January a little bit, on Friday, January 6th, at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater, once again in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Deep River Rising. There is a deep river of traditional music running through North Carolina. Grammy Award winners David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman explore the richness of that musical culture. These highly decorated musicians are friends who share a great love of traditional mountain music and particularly the music of Doc Watson. Though Holt, Sutton, and Coleman have collaborated on other projects over the years, their first performance together as Deep River Rising was, appropriately enough, at Merlefest in 2011. It was a good fit, said Sutton. We all cut our teeth on the same music. Deep River Rising, Friday, January 6, 2012, 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy for the Performing Arts. Pinecone members will pay $20 to $22 for admission. Ticket admission for the general public will run from $25 to $27. Call Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302 or order online at Ticketmaster.com. Friday, January 6, 2012, Deep River Rising. And moving further into January with the Pinecone presentations, Lakota John Locklear is a 14-year-old Native American slide blues musician from Pembroke, North Carolina. He will perform a free concert on Sunday, January 8th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History. This concert is part of a series sponsored by Williams Mullen and the North Carolina History Museum of History Associates. That's Sunday, January 8th at 3 p.m., Lakota John Locklear at the North Carolina Museum of History. And Raleigh's own Kickin' Grass Band celebrates their 10th anniversary with a special concert at the Carolina Theater in Durham on Saturday, January 14th at 8 p.m. The evening will feature several special guests, including Apple Chill Cloggers, as well as musicians who were members of the band in the past. January 14th, 8 p.m., Kickin' Grass Band at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Eliza Gilkison, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky share the Fletcher Theater stage on Saturday, January 21st, as Red Horse. Gilkison is a Grammy-nominated artist who has toured with Richard Thompson, Patty Griffin, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Gorka is a well-renowned singer-songwriter with 11 solo albums to his credit, who has performed with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Nancy Griffith, and Mary Black. Kaplansky is an acclaimed songwriter in her own right, as well as the supergroup, as well as part of the supergroup Cry 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 with Dar Williams and Richard Sindel. January 21st, Saturday, January 21st at the Fletcher Theater in the Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh. Tickets for the Kickin' Grass concert can be obtained by calling the box office, Carolina Theater's box office at 919-560-3030, or go to www.carolinatheater.org. And tickets for Red Horse at the Fletcher Theater, you can obtain tickets by calling the box office, that's Pine Cone's box office now, at 919-664-8302. And if you want to do a little planning into February, on February 10, 2012, at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater, the Dukes, D-U-H-K-S, will be part of the 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series presented by Pinecone. And on February 18th, 2012, at 8 p.m., the Taj Mahal Trio will perform at Maimandi Concert Hall. February 10th, the Dukes, the Fletcher Theater. February 18th, Taj Mahal Trio at Maimandi Concert Hall. And, of course, as you know, the Pinecone Session Spotlight will continue throughout the year. Every Sunday for between 3 and 6 p.m. at Tiernanog, the Pinecone will sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. The traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday, as I said, from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub, near the fireplace, or in the cottage. That's every Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog, which is located at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. And on the second and fourth Mondays of every month, Bluegrass Jam will perform at the Busy Bee Cafe at 7 p.m. on the second and fourth Monday. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. That's at the Busy Bee Cafe, the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. The Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Shape Notes Sing takes place on the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singers sponsor a monthly Shape Note session, which meets, as I said before, on the fourth Sunday of each month. And for direction, the performance takes place at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community in Cary. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions, call 919-781-3596 or visit the MC Shape Note website. So that's 919-781-3596 at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. And on January 7th, the North Carolina Symphony presents NCS Kids Young People's Concerts at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. The symphony welcomes All Who's Things and Sam I Am's to Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh for a family-friendly musical spin on Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. That's Saturday, January 7, 2012, at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Part of the conductor-composer Rob Capello's celebrated family music series, presented with resounding success with orchestras across the country, Green Eggs and Ham is a merry whiz-bang, so says the Newark Star-Ledger. That's Green Eggs and Ham, January 7th, part of the NCS Kids Young People's Concert at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. For ticket information, call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services number at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. And the North Carolina Symphony welcomes Michael Cavanaugh, star of the smash Broadway hit musical Moving Out. He's coming to Raleigh for three high-energy salutes to an all-time favorite, rock favorite, Billy Joel. The music of Billy Joel, led by associate conductor Sarah Hicks, takes place at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st at 8 p.m., and a special matinee performance follows on Sunday, January 22nd at 3 p.m. Cavanaugh, handpicked by Billy Joel for the role of the piano man in the 2002 Twyla Tharp musical Moving Out, has been dubbed the new voice of the American rock and roll songbook by Billboard magazine. Triangle audiences will delight in his electrifying renditions of Billy Joel chart toppers Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, She's Got Away, It's Still Rock and Roll, and many more. Along the way, Cavanaugh offers up favorites from Jerry Lee Lewis, Elton John, and others in an all-out symphonic celebration of rock's piano icons. Regular tickets to the symphony's pop series performances of the music of Billy Joel range from $33 to $48, $30 for seniors, and $10 for students. For tickets, visit the North Carolina website at ncsymphony.org. Or call Symphony Audience Services number at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. And finally, the third in the three-concert pop matinee series, takes place on Sunday, April 15th, 2012, when the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show, The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. That's Sunday, April 15th, and tickets can be ticket information can be received by going to the symphony website at ncsymphony.org. or by calling 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. And one more performance by the North Carolina Symphony will take place on January 12th through the 14th when the symphony stamps a passport to Hungary. Associate conductor Sarah Hicks leads the North Carolina Symphony and a pair of featured soloists in a program sure to inspire with works from one of classical music's most influential national traditions. Passport to Hungary highlights the folk song-inspired masterworks of Kodály and Bartók and features a rare performance of Camillo Lendvai's a concertino semplice for the Hungarian national instrument, the cimbalom. Performances of Passport to Hungary will take place at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill on Thursday, January 12, 2012, and in Maimandi Concert Hall in Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. Once again, that's in the Memorial Hall on the campus of University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, January 12th, and in Maimandi Concert Hall in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. All three are at 8 p.m. For tickets to the Chapel Hill performance, for tickets to all performances, go to the ncsymphony.org website or call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. Now, the town of Cary has issued a calendar of events for the entire year of 2012. I will not go into the dates that are far out, but I'll just talk about the ones that will take place in early January. And on January 7th, Elks Hoop Shoot Free Throw Contest at Bond Park Community Center. For details, call 919-462-3970. That's the Elks Hoop Shoot Free Throw Contest at Bond Park Community Center. Also on January 7th, Dia de los Reyes Parade and Estrella de la Esperanza gift-giving celebration. Let me read that again. On January 7th, Dia de los Reyes Parade and Estrella de la Esperanza gift-giving celebration. And for details on that, call 919-460-4963. On January 14th, Martin Luther King Jr. Dream Fest Memorial Concert, a tribute to Martin, will take place at the Cary Arts Center. Call 919-469-4069. January 14th, Martin Luther King Jr. Dream Fest Memorial Concert, a tribute to Martin. And on January 16th, a Martin Luther King Jr. Dream Fest Day of Service. For details on that, call 919-469-4069. On January 18th, Applause, Cary Youth Theater Auditions for Argonauts will take place at the Cary Arts Center. And on January 19th, Applause, Cary Youth Theater Design Team Interviews Argonauts for at the Cary Arts Center. For information on both the auditions and the design team interviews, call 919-465-4972. January is looking like a pretty busy month in the town of Cary, and we will talk to you more about that as we move through the month. The Duke performances in Durham at Duke University schedule for January and into early February includes a saxophone Colossus Branford Sill Marsalis Quartet on Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater. On January 20th in the Reynolds Theater, Simone Dinnerstein at the piano. She will play Bach, Schubert, Chopin, Brahms, and Daniel Felsenfeld. Friday, January 20th, 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Theater. And in February, on February 2nd through the 4th, Thursday through Saturday, in the Reynolds Theater, the Fiasco Theater, William Shakespeare's Cymbeline, Thursday through Saturday, February 2nd through the 4th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater. For ticket information at the Duke University Duke Performances, call 919-684-4444 or go to dukeperformances.org. And the Rembrandt exhibition in Raleigh continues. Apparently it's a big hit, getting very good turnouts and crowds, and it's being presented at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building, the Maimondi Exhibition Gallery. Rembrandt, the biggest name in the art world, is now in Raleigh for a limited time. For ticket information, dial 919-715-5923 or go to ncartmuseum.org/Rembrandt. And the North Carolina Opera presents Philip Glass's Les Enfants Terribles, Children of the Game, a dance opera, presented by Robert Weiss, stage director and choreographer Wilson Sutherland, who is the conductor. Takes place on Thursday, January 19th at 8 p.m., on Friday, January 20th at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, January 22nd at 3 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The North Carolina Opera. For information, call 919-792-3850 or go to ncopera.org. And as we've been telling you for the past couple of weeks, the Genghis Khan exhibition is on in Raleigh and will continue through January 16th. It's presented by the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, which is located at 11 West Jones Street in Raleigh. The Genghis Khan exhibition rewards one News and Observer subscriber rewards. Buy one ticket, get one free for the symphony, for the Museum of Natural Sciences special exhibit. Once again, now through January 16th, Genghis Khan exhibition at the Museum of Natural Sciences at 11 West Jones Street in downtown Raleigh. Okay, as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, First Night in Raleigh will take place on Saturday, December 31st in downtown Raleigh. The New Year's Festival featuring the Pimps of Joytown, Onyx Clubs, Club Boys, Gypsy Roots, Chuck Davis, and the African American Dance Ensemble, Comedy Works, WORX, Cedric Burnside, Andy Brown, Transactors Improv Company, A Giant Ferris Wheel, and more. Downtown Raleigh, December 31st. All day passes can be purchased in advance for $9. If you purchase them on the day of the celebration, adults will pay $12, and children between the ages of 6 and 12 will pay $10. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Downtown Raleigh, First Night, Saturday, December 31st, 2011, into Sunday, January 1st, 2012. Now, here's an announcement from the Durham Arts Council. Winter classes begin on January the 9th. If you register today, you can take classes which include drawing, painting, printmaking, clay jewelry, graphic design, digital arts, photography, dance, music, and an intercession camp. For more information, go to durhamarts.org or call 919-560-2726. Durham Arts Council winter classes begin on January the 9th. And here's something that might be of some interest to some of you, the mindfulness-based stress reduction program that is presented by Duke Integrative Medicine. Mindfulness-based stress reduction is an easy, proven method of using meditation and yoga to cultivate awareness, reduce stress, and find life's joy and happiness. The experienced mindfulness-based stress reduction instructors will help you apply these skills to everyday situations and realize long-lasting benefits. Registration for winter 2012 is now open, and classes begin on January 10th. There are classes in Raleigh and Durham. There are 8 class sessions, which last 2.5 hours each. One all-day Saturday session, and the program includes workbooks, CD set, and handouts. For information, dial 919-660-6826 or go to DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Once again, mindfulness-based stress reduction registration open now. Classes begin on January 10th. That number, once again, 919-660-6826. And the Carolina Performing Arts presents Brooklyn Rider and the Knights. NPR is quoted as saying, "This is not your grandfather's string quartet." Brooklyn Rider and the Knights will be live on stage at UNC's Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill on January the 11th. For information, call 919-843-3333 or go to carolinaperformingarts.org. January 11th, Brooklyn Rider and the Knights. And the quote from NPR is, "This is not your grandfather's string quartet or your grandmother's orchestra." Live on stage, UNC's Chapel Hill, Memorial Hall, January the 11th. And here is a community service that you might find interesting and useful. It's ongoing at the North Carolina Central University School of Law. They have a program that provides assistance for individuals and families experiencing problems with the Internal Revenue Service. The program is open to those who earn less than 250% of the annual poverty level, which translates into annual income of $27,225 or less. Appointments are required, and you can get one by calling. Well, if they're not required, you can get an appointment by dialing 530-7166, or you can walk in 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays at the Albert Turner School of Law building at 640 Nelson Street in Durham. Once again, for appointments, call 919-530-7166 or walk in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays at Albert Turner School of Law building, 640 Nelson Street in Durham, or go to www.law.nccu.edu/clinic. Very interesting. Should be a very helpful service to those who need some tax help. That is at the North Carolina Symphony and North Carolina Central University School of Law. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and I thank you for joining us.